What was the nature of the emergency?
My dog had went into labor.
A life or death decision.
It's either this is going to happen or they're both going
to
die.
Comes down to dollars and cents.
And your mother said?
That she could cover the visit.
And you said?
Thank God.
But where's mom's rescue?
She said, yeah, mom, I'll pay you. I'm on disability. I can't afford to pay your bills. It's your responsibility to take care of what you owe me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Marion Williams is suing her daughter, Angela Ravlin, for loans for household bills and for vet bills.
Order. All rise.
Case number 570 on the calendar, the matter of Williams versus Randall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Miss Williams, this is your daughter.
Yes, it is.
I understand that your dog needed some veterinary care. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
When was that?
It was April 20th of 2012.
And it was an emergency?
Yes.
What was the nature of the emergency?
That day, my dog had went into labor. And this is her fourth litter, and it was progressing fine, but then I realized that by now, she should have already started having her puppies. So then I called my vet. My vet wasn't able to see my dog. And so I ended up getting her into the emergency vet.
What kind of dog is it?
A Pomapoo, and she's Pomeranian and Poodle. And so she's only 5.5 pounds, so she's a tiny breed. And she's never had problems before having her puppies. I go in, they say, first thing we need to do is we need to give her an ultrasound, see what's going on, the x-ray to see what's going on with the puppy. Well, they did that, and it's come back that the puppy is 3 times bigger than it should be and can't get through the birth canal.
So she had one puppy?
One ginormous puppy.
The puppy survived?
It did.
So she had a cesarean section?
She did, yes.
But that was in the middle of the night?
Yes, ma'am.
What time?
It was at 11:30, 12 o'clock.
But they wanted to secure payment before they did the C-section?
Yes, ma'am.
And if they didn't do the C-section, then your dog would have died?
Both the puppy and the dog would have died, yes, ma'am.
So you called your mother?
Yes.
And said?
In distress, called her and stated that this is what's going on. The puppy's stuck. I don't know what to do. You know, I don't have the money to take care of the dog. It's either this is going to happen or they're both going to die.
And your mother said?
She said that she has money on her credit card, that she could cover the visit.
Well, it wasn't money on her credit card.
No.
It's not free money.
No,
I mean,
not
they
at
don't
all.
Give you a credit card and say, here you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She could put money on her
she
credit card in order
credit.
To help you.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said?
I said, thank God.
And you had 4 litters of puppies before that I assume that you sold?
Yes, ma'am.
How much do you sell them for?
I sold them for $350 and $450.
And this little puppy that was a big guy?
Yes.
Did you sell him?
I did.
For how much?
I sold him for $350.
Did you give your mother back $350?
I did not.
Why not?
At that time, my husband was out of work for surgery. And so I was trying to hold the family down, the house down, the bills down, and we were barely getting by. I was hoping for a full litter, you know, and so that part of it right there threw me off. It was her last litter.
Your mother says that the vet bill is what, $2,000?
Yes, ma'am, $1,800 and some change, yes.
Do you work?
No, ma'am. I'm disabled.
How do you support yourself?
Social Security and disability.
And how long have you received that?
Since 2006.
Who else do you live with?
My ex-husband.
What does he do?
He, by trade, is an executive chef. He no longer is employed as an executive chef. He works at the school that he received his 4-year degree at. Purchases food for the school.
And your husband, what does he do?
He's a truck driver.
Is he back to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
So now you have 2 people that are working in your family, so why haven't you paid your mother back?
We're just getting back on our feet since all this has happened, since his surgery and him getting back to work.
How long has he been back to work?
He's been back to work since then, about 9 months.
You know what the problem, Ms. Randall, is? Unless there's some overriding reason why you haven't said to your mother, listen, I can't pay you back in any big way for another 6 months or 8 months, but let me send you $50 a month.
It was just never agreed to.
No, it doesn't have to be agreed to. It has to come from you.
Okay,
Mom,
I understand.
You were there when I needed you, 12 o'clock at night.
Yes.
I didn't want to lose my dog. You were there for me. We're just getting ourselves together. Mm-hmm. You know, financially, I can't give it all to you right now, but I'd like to give you $50 a month. I think she would have been happy with that.
Yes, ma'am. I did give her some, because I did feel bad.
How much did you give her?
I gave her approximately $100, $150.
Okay. And why did you stop?
Well, at the time, she was going through home improvements, and it was almost at that time when she started asking me to be paid back, and I just was surprised to even be asked that.
Why?
Well, just because she had put it on her card. She said no problem. She had gotten a lump sum of money, and so she was fixing her kitchen, and I just figured it was a gift because she had actually purchased a dog for my daughter.
Nah. You didn't think that. Those were all kinds of excuses that you made for yourself, so that you didn't have to feel uncomfortable about not paying her back or offering to pay back. I mean, these are all excuses. You do understand that, right? I mean, maybe you said to yourself, you know, she's redoing her kitchen. Why is she coming after me to bother me when she knows
that
I'm
fine? Well, it doesn't seem as though it wasn't until after that she kind of overspent that.
Well, it's not her overspending. She helped you out. If she didn't help you out, then it wouldn't have been over anything for her. She would have had the money.
You're right.
Great.
You're right about that.
Great. Now, other than the money for the vet bills, you have some other monies that you claim that your daughter owes you that you say were loans.
That is correct.
What?
Total of $1,000.
Not a total of.
Very good.
For what and when?
August the 2nd, when I received my settlement from an auto accident.
She went August to the 2nd of 2012.
She went to the bank with me and
that was after.
That is correct.
The dog.
That is correct.
So you got your settlement from the accident. How much did you receive?
I received $31,000.
Go ahead.
I was going to the bank, and she came to me saying she needed some help in paying her household bills, and if I could borrow her some money. I said, I can borrow you.
No, you could lend her some money.
Thank you. Yes, lend her some money. And it was the amount of $500 she received at the bank. That was August the 2nd. August the 11th, I wrote her a check. She said she needed more money to pay for additional bills in the amount of $150. August the 13th, in the amount of $350 she received in cash. And these were all to pay household bills.
I remember going to the bank with her one time. We were still going through the same thing with the surgery for my husband and just trying to stay above water.
Did you have a discussion with her about paying back any of this money?
Many times.
No,
many
at the time, you gave it to her.
No, that's wrong.
Shh.
Yes, I did.
Tell me what you said to her. You had just received $31,000 and you're giving your daughter $500. Tell me about the conversation you claim you had with her with regard to paying you back.
I reminded her of the previous obligation she had with me in regards to the vet bill. She had not paid anything at that point. She said, yeah, Mom, sure, yeah, I'll pay you. I said, I am reluctant to give you any more money in your hand. You are still obligated to pay me this money. I'm on disability. I can't afford to pay your bills. Therefore, it's your responsibility to take care of what you owe me.
I would have had to let the dog go.
Oh, no, you're going to pay for the dog. I believe that you called your mother for money that day. That's a big chunk of money. That's your responsibility. You acknowledge it was your responsibility. You acknowledge you paid her back some of the money. You told me a moment ago that but for the fact that you were in financial distress, you recognize your obligation to pay her back. All of that is perfectly reasonable. All of that's perfectly reasonable. Now you say I would have let the dog go.
I would have.
Well,
I would have had no choice, ma'am.
You would have had no choice.
No choice, exactly.
Because this emergency hospital that you took the dog to doesn't sound like people that I would want to deal with. They say, listen, unless you pay this money, we're just going to stay here and watch this dog die an excruciating death.
Exactly.
Doesn't sound like a very nice place to me. How much money did your daughter give you back?
$100.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,800. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Hopefully, my relationship with my daughter can be rectified. We can go back to being mom and daughter again.
I wish I would have taken more of a role in trying to get more money back to her.
I love my daughter, and I'm a good mother, and she's a good mother as well.
It's said and done, and hopefully everything can go back to normal.
Well, hopefully we can be mom and daughter again.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Orange versus Reynolds. Step forward.
24-year-old Jennifer Orange is suing her former friend, 25-year-old Alicia Reynolds, for the return of furniture left behind when she moved out of her home.
Miss Orange, you knew the defendant from work, according to what I read in your complaint. You needed a place to stay. She offered you a place to stay with her for a brief period of time. You moved your stuff in there, moved out. the moving out was done rather quickly. You left property in her house and after a period of time sought to retrieve it, and she either has it and refuses to give it to you, or she says disposed of it maybe. I doubt it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When had you made arrangements to sell him the stuff?
On the 1st of March.
Tell me how that came about.
I just feel like that...
I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what you feel like.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jennifer Orange says former friend Alicia Reynolds sold furniture she left behind after moving out of Alicia's home. Alicia is countersuing for storage fees.
Ms. Orange, tell me about why you had to move out of your residence and when you moved in with the defendant.
Okay, Judge Judy, I moved in with Alicia, and the reason why I had to move out was because there was little arguments going on between the two of us, her and her husband. I would say one
thing. No, you moved in with her when?
January the 5th.
Why did you move in with her?
I moved in with her because I was going through a separation and I needed a place to stay. I couldn't afford the bills by myself.
And what was your rent arrangement with her?
Originally, when she offered me a place to stay, she didn't say anything about me having to pay her rent, but, you know, it's not a problem. I didn't have a problem with paying her anything.
When did that change?
Well, when I moved in on the 5th, and she said something to me about it, like, a couple of days later. She said, well, actually, it was her husband that said, you could just give us $50 a week. So I gave them $50 a week.
$50 a week while you were there?
Right.
And that covered your rent, food, gas, electric, whatever, and you were working?
Right.
And when did you move out?
I moved out on January the 28th.
Why?
Because it was just disputes going on. They didn't have a car. I felt like they were using me a lot. I picked her up from work, took her to work.
So you were there for about 3 weeks.
Right.
What stuff did you move into the house?
I moved in my bed. I moved in a tall dresser, I guess you would call it a chest. I had, obviously, clothes, a bunch of shoes. I had a nightstand. All of it was a matching set. I had a TV. I had two lamps.
Where did you go when you moved out on the 28th?
I went and stayed with another one of my friends. That was just a short period of time, but now I live with my boyfriend.
And when did you try to make contact with the defendant with regard to retrieving your stuff?
Okay, the first attempt that I tried was on February the 9th. We had spoke, everything was fine, to come and get my stuff. And actually, it didn't go through because the person that I had didn't come through with the truck the morning of. I tried calling them all day. They didn't answer. Finally, when I talked to them, they said, I didn't hear from you. I don't know why they said they didn't hear from me, because I did try calling them.
Well, but you had made arrangements with them for the 9th of February.
Right.
And you didn't come.
Right.
To pick up your stuff. Okay, so... Go ahead. When was the next time?
Okay, the next time was February the 17th. We had set up everything to come, and when I called her, she acted like she didn't know what I was talking about. She said, you can't just pop up on me, and I said, we had a conversation saying that I could come and get it. You know, I didn't know what she was talking about. And I said, I have somebody that's going to help me come and get my stuff. And she said,
well, when had you made this arrangement to get it on the 17th?
Well, the 9th, when I talked to her before, when I finally got to talk to her, that's when we set up for the 17th. Because we had to work around her work schedule. I couldn't come when it was just her husband there. They acted like they both had to be there. You know, I didn't really understand the runaround that they were giving me. I didn't know if they wanted
my stuff. Well, so far there's no runaround. So far you had a date and you didn't show up. That was one date. Then you said on the 9th you made a date for the 17th.
Right.
Had you called back before the 17th, on the 16th, and spoken to them or texted them and said, I absolutely will be there tomorrow at such and such a time?
I don't believe that I talked to them before that, but, I mean, when I talked to her on the phone, it was set in stone. Okay, you can call
the
17th off.
Well, it can't be on the set in stone. Was it set in stone on the 9th?
Well, it was set in stone, but I woke up that morning, and the person that had my truck said that they couldn't
call. Well, but I'm trying to say it's set in stone. Mm-hmm. Unless there's a change.
Right.
So that would seem to me that since you didn't show up on the 9th, the smart thing to do would be to call, text, email, and say, I'm coming tomorrow, because it's not set in stone, mm-hmm. so that they don't work their day around something, since they were doing you a favor mm-hmm. and holding your stuff. It just makes sense to do that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I think she was vindictive in getting rid of your furniture. There's something else going on here. Outrageous. You chose to be obnoxious for a reason. I'm not sure why.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jennifer Orange says former friend Alicia Reynolds sold furniture she left behind after moving out of Alicia's home. Alicia is countersuing for storage fees.
Okay, so what happened on the 17th?
Okay, well, I called her and she told me that she didn't know what I was talking about. I can't just pop up on her and things like that. I said, you know what I'm talking about. And I was like, well, I have a truck. Can I come and get my stuff still? And she said, I can't because I have to work. When originally she was supposed to be off. And then I said, well, what is David doing? And she said that he was taking their son to the circus. And I was like, all day? You're taking your son to the circus all day? I was like, if you want my stuff out, then can I just come and get it? I was like, I have somebody that's willing to help me. And she said, no.
Did you make another date?
We did. We made an arrangement for the 26th.
February 26th. And what happened on the 26th?
On the 26th, I actually rented a U-Haul truck, which I have a receipt for.
Okay.
And pretty much it was the same thing. When I called them, they didn't want to answer, and I couldn't get a hold of them.
What happened on the 26th?
She didn't call, Your Honor, until the day of and let me know that she had a truck and she was ready to come. But I wasn't able to do it. I was working.
Just a sec. How old is your child?
He's 5.
So a 5-year-old goes to bed at what time?
About 9 o'clock.
And she has the U-Haul it for the day. Why didn't you say to her, come on and pick your stuff up? Because if he goes to bed at 9, he has to get ready to go to bed at 8. So why don't you come by at 8 o'clock and pick up your stuff? Unless you were just looking to be difficult.
I don't believe I was looking to be difficult.
That's a question. If your son goes to bed at 9, gets ready to go to bed, takes a bath, brushes his teeth, you read him a bedtime story, at 8 o'clock, why don't you come on over and pick up your bed and your dresser and your TV?
Because it had been such a hassle, and she...
It's not a hassle. Now she wants her stuff out of your house. And you want the stuff out of your house because you've got a ridiculous counterclaim for storage. So what I'm saying to you is, why didn't you just say to her, come on by and get your stuff, unless you just wanted to be a little bit of a breaker?
No, Your Honor, I just feel like she was kind of using me.
Well, I have to tell you something. That answer dismisses your counterclaim for storing her stuff. Now I'm going to ask you, where is her stuff?
I sold it.
When?
On March the 1st.
To whom?
To a friend.
No, don't look over there. Over here. To whom?
Jesse.
Did he pay you in check or cash?
Cash.
How much?
$200.
And when had you made arrangements to sell him the stuff?
On the 1st of March.
Tell me how that came about.
I just feel like that...
I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what you feel like.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Ms. Reynolds, I want to know how it came about that on the 1st you made arrangements to sell to Jesse this stuff.
Well, I'm not a storage unit, and she
don't
wasn't
tell me what you're not.
Rent.
I want to know how you did. You put an ad in the paper? Did you call him?
It was by
did
voice
he call
on
you?
The phone.
What?
It was on the phone.
Who called whom?
I called him.
Well, what made you think that Jesse wanted to buy her furniture?
Because he was looking for things. He had just moved into a house.
Oh, and you knew that?
Yes.
Is he a friend of yours or your husband's?
My husband's.
And you called him?
Yes, ma'am.
I think she was vindictive in getting rid of your furniture. There's something else going on here. You're suing her for $1,900. I'm issuing a judgment to you for $1,900. You can't do that. Outrageous. You can't sell her stuff. February 9th is her own fault. The next time, I think you were just being a pain on the 17th. What's your son's name?
Aiden.
I assume that Aiden lives with you full time?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if Aiden lives with you full time, then he goes to bed at 9 o'clock full time. So if you go to work, I assume you don't work 24 hours a day?
No.
So that somebody could be home, so she can pick up her stuff on the 17th. You chose to be obnoxious for a reason. I'm not sure why. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Next on WBZ.
Parts of Massachusetts now under a severe thunderstorm watch.
Todd is standing by with the up-to-the-minute information.
Plus, heartbreaking details about some of the Oklahoma tornado victims.
WBZ News is next.
Everything started falling apart when she started getting mad at me when I couldn't take her places. Pretty much when I told her I thought it'd be better if I moved out, she got mad because I'm not going to be paying her no more.
She just uses people.
She says I used her when really she's the one who used me the whole time.
I think that Jennifer Orange just gives people the runaround.
She used my car. She used the gas money that I put in my car for me to take her places. Pretty much any way anybody can be used, she used me. And obviously she sold all my things. She's probably got her son laying in my bed right now.
She commits adultery and her husband will know that one day.
That's something that she has no idea about. That's actually something that I'm not even going to talk about because it's ridiculous. She's just trying to make me look bad, obviously, because she looks stupid.